Yesterday we started to discuss kinyan ishus, what it means to have a kinyan ishus. So we pointed out that you don't buy a wife, right? That was the if there's one thing you learn this year, it's that you don't give a shofar pruta, you're not giving a ring, buying a wife. If you had to buy a wife, it would be way more expensive than that. And that's not the pshat in what's going on in kiddushin. So we used the Ramban to frame the conversation about the idea that there is a kinyan where you acquire something, and then there's a kinyan that represents a status change. Not acquiring anything, it represents a status change. By an eved, you have both. You acquire the eved, it actually becomes yours, and that kinyan represents a status change. Now that Kenani becomes an Eved, Kenani is Chayv Mitzvos Ki'isha. Now that Eved Ivri, that Jew becomes an Eved Ivri, who's all of a sudden allowed to marry Yishivcha Kenanis. A status change. That's what Ishus is. It's not the buying, it's the Kinyan Isser, it's the status change. Now, well, I want to develop this idea a little bit further about what the Kinyan Ishus is all about. Most of what we're going to do today is a piece from Rav Asher Weiss in Minchas Asher on Maseches Kiddushin, the very first piece on Maseches Kiddushin, B'Yisod Geder Kiddushin. But before we turn to Rav Asher, just a couple of points that will lead us into Rav Asher. If you go over to a married woman with a ring, and you say to this married woman who has a living husband, in front of two Edom, is she now your wife also? Is she married to two men? No. She can only be married to one man at a time. Why is she not also your wife? Why is Kiddushin not Tofsin? Why does Kiddushin not work? Just because she's married to somebody else? So, most of us probably think that it's obvious. Of course, Kiddushin can't work when she's already married to someone else. And we probably think we know why. But I would bet that if you really had to express why it was, half of us would say one explanation, and the other half of us would say the other explanation, because both are obvious, and both seem correct. The Pnei Yeshua Maseches Gittin Daf Mem Gimel says that the reason that if you are Mekadesh Neshes Ish, it doesn't work, is because someone else already has the Kinyan Ishus in her. If someone else already has the Kinyan, you can't be Kona her. And that's a din by Kinyan Ishus, by Kinyan Isser. That if it already exists, it can't exist again in the same person. And that's what the Mishnah is saying, that a woman could be kona herself. Our Mishnah, the first Mishnah, she's kona herself, beget umisa sabal. And Rashi says, what does that mean? That she's kona herself? What does Rashi say? V'kona es atzma. He says four words. Lihiyos perishusa, to be in her own possession. Lihina se la'acher, to be able to marry someone else. What's Rashi saying? That prior to get or misa sabal, she couldn't marry someone else because she had not yet been kona atzma. She was kenuya labal. The kinyan that the husband has prevents any ishus, any chalos ishus on her by anybody else. But there's another possibility. Let's say you go over to your mother or your sister with a beautiful ring, and you say, Harei HaMekadesh Li B'Tavaz HaMekadesh Moshe Yisrael. Is your mom now your wife mom? Clearly not. No Tfisas Kiddushin. Well, why not? You had two Edim, it was worth a Shavu Pruta, you did everything Kedas HaKedin. Why not? No, why doesn't it work? To be Mekadesh your own mother or sister? Because it's Zasser. Not just about, you know, a grusha is asur to a kohen also. Right, it's a very high level isur, it's arayos. There's no chalos kiddushin on arayos. You can't make kiddushin with arayos. You can't go over to a male and be mekadesh, it's arayos. So, If that's the case, maybe that's why you can't be Mekadesh and Eishes Ish. Eishes Ish is a Rayos. You're Chayv Misa for sleeping with an Eishes Ish. It's not that there's a Kinyan, that there's Ishos, there's a Kinyan Ishos. It's that there's a Rayos, and any one of the Arayos would have the same din, that there's no Tzvi's Kiddushim by Arayos. Okay, it sounds like two ways of saying the same thing, though, no? Doesn't Kinyan Ishos, isn't that automatically Arayos? So there could be a nafkamina. How would you come up with a nafkamina? You'd have to come up with a case where there's a kinyan ishus, but it's not a rayos. Do you ever have a woman who has the status of an ishus ish, but she's not a rayos? So Pnei Yeshua and Yavne Milum have this discussion. Can we ever have an ishus ish? It's not a rayos. There's a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Yutes. Vihi shivcha necharefes le'ish. What we call shivcha charufa. It's so vague in the Torah. What is the word? Shivcha charufa. Shivcha necharefes le'ish. So there's a machlok term, just what the taitch in the pasuk is. What does the pasuk mean? And the pasuk says, vihiftala niftasa. So Rabbi Kiva says, that she's a chati shivcha chati baschorin. Sugi increases tafiral. Chati shivcha chati baschorin. Nechrefes means she's mu'ureses. That the pasuk is talking about a girl who's half shivcha, half free. How does one get so lucky to be half shivcha and half free? Either you're shivcha or you're not. No? How do you be half and half?
Two owners.
Two partners buy you together in ownership as an eved, and one of them frees you. One partner did, the other one didn't. So you have a chatzi shivcha chatzi baschorin. She's necharefes. Necharefes means me'ureses. Who can she be me'ureses to? She can't marry a regular Jewish guy because she's chatzi shivcha. She can't marry a guy because she's chatzi baschorin. Who is she allowed to marry? There's only one guy she's allowed to marry. Eved Ivri. There's only one man that's mutter to marry both a shivcha kananis and a Jew. And when you're free of Shivcha Kananis, she becomes a Jew. So the half of her that's free, it is Jewish. So she's half Shivcha Kananis, half Jew. The only person she can marry is Neved Ivri. So here's Ishus that's allowed. It's real Ishus between Chas Shivcha Baschorin and Neved Ivri. And the Pasuk says, Lo Yumasu Kichu Pasa. That means, says Rabbi Akiva in Krisus Tavir Aleph, if someone else sleeps with her, neither she nor that someone else is going to be chayv misa. Ki chupasa, because she's a chati baschorin. So what is the onesh? The onesh is malchus, and the guy's got to bring carbon as well. So what do you have over here? The onesh for an eishes ish, that's only malchus. So you have an eishes ish that's actually not arayos. So that would be the nafkamina, whether there's tefisas kiddushin. That must be shivcha charufa enjoys another unique status. Not only is it totally unique in that it is the only eishes ish that's not a rayos, it's also the Rambam writes in the Perush Mishnayos at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, where the Rambam talks about the difference between chayiv and pater, and what it means to be chayiv in Hilchos Shabbos, what it means pater, pater avalasar, asamid rabbanon, what the onesh is for violating Shabbos, b'mezid with eidim, b'chayiv skilu, b'mezid without eidim, b'chayiv kares, b'shogeg, b'chayiv b'korban. You know, goes through all the halachos. And he mentions achiv malchus for lo sasei in the Torah. And he says, whenever you have achiv malchus in kol haTorah kula, it's only for an avera that you did b'mezid. You never have a chiv malchus for something that you did b'shogeg. We have makas mardus, midrabanan, we beat the guy up pretty good. But chiv malchus midaraisa, with all the rules of malchus midaraisa, only b'mezid with one exception. Shivcha charufa. If a guy sleeps with a shivcha charufa b'shogeg, there's a chiv malchus even b'shogeg. So it enjoys another unique status. But now, so is there tefisas kiddusha by shiv charufa? So Pnei Yeshua says, no, because there's kinyan ishus, and if there's kinyan ishus, then there can't be tefisas kiddusha. So it's got to be that there's no tefisas kiddusha by shiv charufa. Avnei Miluim in Siman Mem Dalet disagrees with Bnei Yeshua, and he's got a Beferish Gemara, because the Gemara discusses in some Zayin and Beis and Kiddushin that there's no Tzvisas Kiddushin by Yeneshes Ish. So the Gemara says, how do I know that? So the Gemara doesn't say because she's Berusha Sabal. The Gemara says, Hukshu Kol HaRayos Zulazu. That's the expression of the Gemara. Hukshu Kol HaRayos Zulazu. All the Arayos are linked with each other. What does that tell you? The reason there's no Tfisas Kiddushin by Yeneshes Ish is because she is Arayos. Not because there's Ishos. She's Arayos. She's like your mother. She's like your sister. Arayos. There's not going to be any Tfisas Kiddushin. Now, Rav Elchanan in Kovitz Ha'aras, Simin Gimel, Os Tes, has to defend the Pnei Yeshua. How could Pnei Yeshua say that the reason there's no Tfisas Kiddushin is because of the Kinyan Ishos? It's a Beferish Gemara that it relates to Arayos. So Elchanan says as follows. When the Gemara says that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin because of the Arayos element and not because of the Kinyan element, the Gemara is trying to express why the child would be a mamzer. Meaning, in a chinami, the reason there's no Tfisas Kiddushin is both. And the Pnei Yeshua is going to admit that, of course, Neshes Ish is generally Arayos. What the Pnei Yeshua's chiddush is that even if it were not Arayos, there would be no Tfisas Kiddushin. What does it take to make a child a mamzer? Is it any forbidden relationship? Clearly not. Kohen marries a grusha, it's forbidden. Isur daraisa. Child is a chalal, not a mamzer. What does it take to make a child a mamzer? Eved or an akum, habal bas Yisrael. A guy sleeps with a Jewish girl. The vlad is kasher, not a mamzer. Rabbi Kiva holds vlad mamzer, because mamzeris is whenever there's no tfisas kiddushin. Rabbi Kiva holds the vlad is automatically going to be a mamzer. But that's Rabbi Kiva's sheet. That it's lack of tfisas kiddushin is what makes mamzeris. Panoy habal pnuya, a single guy and a single girl have a child together, not a mamzer. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, why? Because there's tfisas kiddushin. If the guy wanted to be mekadesh the girl, he could have been because they're both single. That would be tfisas kiddushin. Child wouldn't be a mamzer. An akum habal bas Yisrael, Rabbi Kiva holds there's mamzerus. What's the issur of a guy to sleep with a bas Yisrael? Or a bas Yisrael to sleep with a guy? It could very well be that that issur is only an issur midrabanan. How could the child be a mamzer if it's only an issur midrabanan? Because Rabbi Akiva understands that when we try to figure, is the child going to be a mamzer or not going to be a mamzer, we look at one question and one question only. Could his parents have had a valid marriage? Would there have been something that we would recognize as marriage between his two parents? Is there tefisas kiddushin? A guy and a Jew, maybe it's only a drabban for them to sleep together, but there's no marriage. They can't be married. We would never recognize it as marriage. Therefore, havlad mamzer. But we paskin not like Rabbi Akiva. So what's our criteria for mamzerus? It's not e tfisas kiddushin. It's not a lack of tfisas kiddushin. No, what we paskin is that arayos creates mamzerus. That if the relationship was one, that was a relationship of arayos, then the offspring is going to be mamzerus. The offspring are going to be mamzerus. So if that's the case, if the whole reason there was no Tfisas Kiddushin for Neshes Ish was only because of the Kinyan Ishos, then the child wouldn't be a mamzer, according to us. So the Pnei Yeshua says, that's why the Gemara has to tell us, on Daf Samach Zayin, that in addition to the fact that the Kinyan Ishos makes it that no one else can marry her, in addition to the fact that it's the Kinyan Ishos that prevents any other Kiddushin from being chal on this woman, there's another reason why there can't be Kiddushin on this woman, because she's Arayos. And what's being added by that other reason? With that other reason, we're explaining why the child's also going to be a mamzer. If someone tries to sleep with her, the child's going to be a mamzer. Had it only been for my reason, says the Pnei Yeshua, which is true and accurate and good, that the Kinyan Ishos prevents anyone else from marrying her, then the child wouldn't be a mamzer. Only according to Rekiva, the child would be a mamzer. The child wouldn't be a mamzer according to the way we pass it. But it's only because the Gemara says, Hukshu kol arayos la'adadi, that an Ishos Ish is arayos as well, that even we would pass them that the child is going to be a mamzer. That's how Rav Elchanan defends the Pnei Yeshua. Another point Rav Elchanan makes, another nafkamina. Let's say a guy marries two sisters vasachas at one time. If you marry one sister and then you give kiddushin to another sister, are you married to the second one? So no, you can't marry two sisters. Can't be. It doesn't even work. So what if you give them both kesef kiddushin simultaneously? Are you married now to both of them? So the halacha is kol she'eino b'zeach or zeach afilu b'vasach hazeino. Anything that you can't do one right after the other, that you can't do consecutively, it doesn't count if you try to do it simultaneously. So that rule is only by arayos. That rule is, if you can't do it one after the other because your first marriage makes the second woman arayos to you, meaning you married woman number one, her sister now became arayos to you, so then you can't have tefillas kiddushin simultaneously with those two women. But if the time for tefillas kiddushin is only because of the kinyan, so it could be that you could be kona two things with asachas. If it was only about the kinyan issues, and that's why you can't have tefillas kiddushin on the second woman, well then maybe if you do it at the same time, you would have tefillas kiddushin. So that might be another nafkamina between the Pnei Yeshua and the Avnei Milui. But all of this speaks to a much larger picture that we started to paint yesterday about the idea that when you get married, it's an entirely different form of kinyan than any other kinyan we're familiar with. There's Yerushalmi at the beginning of Kiddushin, where the Yerushalmi says, you know, the Mishnah says, Hayisha niknes b'shalosh brachim, that she's niknes b'kesef, b'shtar, b'biyah, says the Yerushalmi. What it means is, O b'kesef, O b'shtar, O b'biyah, lo sof davar b'shlashtan, ela afilu b'achad mehen. Yerushalmi says, a great chiddush. You don't need kesef, shtar, and biyah. Any one of them will affect Kiddushin. What's the Havamina? Why would I think you would need kesef, shtar, and what kinyan on earth do you need to do multiple forms of kinyan in order to acquire one thing? If I want to buy that computer from you, all I have to do is one form of kinyan, a kinyan hagbah. We don't make me do a hagbah and a meshicha and a chalip and a... We don't do that. You know when we do that? Mechiras chametz. Why do we do that at Mechiras chametz? Because we have sfeikos that each kinyan is invalid in one way or the other. That for some reason there might be questions on each kinyan. But if you have a bona fide valid form of kinyan, you never need to do more than one. So why does Yerushalmi say, a graisa chiddush, that any one of these kinyanim are good enough? You don't need all three. Of course you don't need all three. If you're going to say, well, let's develop the idea first. But where we're going to go with this is that if you're going to say that Kinyan Ishus is fundamentally different than other Kinyanim, you're not buying something. When you buy something, you only need to do it once. But you're creating something. You're creating a status. You're creating a marriage. Not buying something, maybe there's reason to argue that you need more than one of these kinyanim, and as we develop it, we'll see what that reason might be. First, let's, you know, people often like to associate the three kinyanim of Anisha with the three ways to be kona karka. How's, because it sounds so similar. How do you make a kinyan in karka? Kesef, shtar, and chazaka. So say chazaka, bia, match, kesef matches, and shtar matches. But it's not so pashut at all that even on the kesef and the shtar level that they're the same. It's not so pashut at all that kesef kiddushin works the same way kesef to acquire karka would work. There really is no parallel. And Rav Asher Weiss in Siman Aleph over here brings 8, 9 rayas that they're different. I don't know if we can get through all 9, but I guess if he's got 9 rayas, pretty sure that they're different. We'll start with one. The Sma, Sefer Me'ira Seinayim, on the side of Shulchan Aruch Hosh and Mishpat, Simon Kuf Tzadi, Sifkat Nalef, writes that whenever you do a Kinyan Kesef, this is in Chosh Mishpat, this is about monetary issues. So this is not about Kiddush Eisha, obviously. Kiddush Eisha would be found not in Chosh Mishpat, but in Ebenezer. So the Sma, when we talk about Kinyan Kesef, he says you have to make sure that the Kesef that you give is worth the, that it's actually has the value, you're giving the actual value of the item. That's the only way Kinyan Kesef works. Kesef is not symbolic. It's not that you're giving a symbolic, you know, coin. You're actually giving the full value, the full monetary value. So says the Taz, what do you mean? In order for a kinyan kesef, you need to give the full monetary value? How do you explain kesef kiddushin then? By kesef kiddushin, you're making a kinyan kesef, and you're not giving the full monetary value. So how do you defend the Sma? What's the Sma going to say to defend himself? Why is he not bothered by kesef kiddushin? It's fundamentally different. You're not buying the woman. Whenever you have a kinyan kesef where you're buying something, you got to give the full value. But if your kinyan kesef is not buying anything, it's just affecting a status change, then you don't have to give the full value. He says, you know, that idea of kinyan kesef, of kiddushe kesef, being a maisa kinyan, but it's not really an exchange, seems to be questionable from our Gemara, right? Because what did our Gemara say? Kesef minalan, gamar kicha kicha mi stei Ephron. We learn kicha kicha from stei Ephron. Sounds like it's drawing a parallel. So no, what you have to say is, what we see from kicha kicha, right, the kicha by stei Ephron is buying something. So what you have to say is that what we're learning with kicha kicha mi stei Ephron is just that kesef is used, but not the way in which it's used. Just that the word kicha refers to some change of, you know, the money changing hands. But not the way in which that money changing hands actually affects anything. Kicha doesn't do that. Kicha doesn't accomplish that. Doesn't teach us that. So wild Avnei Milum, the Avnei Milum actually assumes that you're paying for the for your wife. That you buy, you know, you got to pay her value. And she's assessed at roughly a shava pruta. It's a little crazy. Rav Asher Weiss says, "L'chora dvarav tamuin, d'mavad ma dekasha lavin kesef kiddushin ki kesef tamura v'shivui." Aside from the fact that emotionally it doesn't resonate that you're buying your wife, shari b'metzius ein kesef zeh shivui ha'isha v'lo tchilas piraon. When you give kesef, it's not her value, nor is it a down payment on her value. I would hope a husband values his wife as a lot more than a pruta. So he says, Avnei Milum is obviously, he doesn't think that that's correct. But that's right, number one, the Sma, where the Sma says that when you're doing a regular kinyan kesef, you have to actually pay the full value. Over here, you're not paying the full value by kesef kiddushin. Why not? You need full value because it's not the same type of kinyan, it's fundamentally different. Right, number two, that it's only a maisa kinyan, but it's not actually an acquisition. The Ran in our Mishnah, if you look in the back of your Gemaras, the Ran in our Mishnah quotes a shita in Rishonim, and Daf Aleph Amud Aleph B'Daf Erev, says Ika Mandi Amar Diafal Gav Deshava Kesef Ki Kesef Linyan Kiddushin Hani Mili Metaltalin Avo Karkaos Lov. That there is an opinion that holds that even though you're allowed to give a woman shava kesef, you don't have to give her money, you can give her a ring, you can't give her land for kesef kiddushin, even though the land has value. Can't give her land. Why? Because we link kiddushin to gittin. Havaya liyatziya. And once we're going to make this hakish, ma yitzia b'mechubar lo, shein kosvinas haget b'mechub l'karka. Just like you can't give a get when something that's attached to the ground, the get can't be on a mechub l'karka. Kedisa perak ha-mevi, ha-mevi tanin, af havayinami b'mechub lo. So too, maybe Tinyana is the second. Maybe so too, Havaya b'mechubar lo. You can't have kiddushin besides mechubar l'karka. So that's the Ran's chiddush, that you can't be mekadesh with mechubar l'karka, because we learn from gerushin where you need nesina miyad liyad. By gerushin you have to give something; it has to pass from hand to hand. But then the Ran says that he disagrees. But why? He does not say. Why does he disagree? He says because, yeah, we compare kiddushin to gerushin, and that's where we learn that there's such a thing as a shtar kiddushin. So we compare shtar kiddushin to a get, but not kesef kiddushin to a get. So in Echinam, your shtar kiddushin can't be mechuber lekarka, but kesef kiddushin should be able to be mechuber lekarka. But that's why the Ran disagrees. Just because he thinks we only learn shtar kiddushin. But you see that by kiddushin you need nesina just like by gerushin, according to the shita, and maybe even according to the Ran. By kinyan kesef, you don't need a maisa nesina. You need an act of giving. The holy yisod of kinyan kesef is that I'm selling you something because I want the profit, I want the money. So as soon as I get the money, whether it was al yaday a maisa or a wire transfer or whatever, it doesn't matter. As soon as I get the money, the kinyan is chal. But by kiddush kesef, it's much more formal. There needs to be a nesina miyad liyad. Why? Because the kiddush kesef is not just making it belong to me. It doesn't make anything belong to me. It's a formal act that creates a status. And therefore, the act needs to have formality to it. There needs to be some rules of that act. There needs to be some regulations, how that act works. So that's raya number two. A third raya. There's a Ran in the Dharm, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Ran in the Dharm says that when a man is Mekadesh Nisha, the man does the Kiddushin. The woman, the Ran says, is mafkeres atzma umvateles da'ata v'ritzona leba'al. V'hu hakona osa. The woman is mafkir herself, mevatel her das and her ratzon to the husband. He's the one that's kona her. Ki yikach ish isha. And the Ran says, the raya is, kiddushin dafem beis, that the man has to be yikach es isha, not ki tilokach. And even if he gave her something and she did the amira, the Gemara is not sure whether it's going to work, because you need a lekicha, and lekicha is done by a husband. He must do it. He's lokeach. He does the maisa. But that's lechara strange. Is that how any other kinyan works? When you buy something from a store, right? The store owner owns it now. You want to buy it. How does it work? Does he say, this is Hefker, now go and you can take it and leave the money over there? That's not the way it works. When you pay for it, you are buying the value and he is being makne to you what he's giving you. You have a das acheres makne. You have someone being makne to you. It's a two-way transaction. And yet the Ran describes Kesef Kiddushin as an entirely one-way transaction. That the husband does the lekicha, he the ki yikach ish isha. When a man is yikach, and the Gemara is not even sure, even if he does the Maisa Kiddushin and she does the talking part, the Gemara says it may not be a valid Kiddushin. He has to do the whole thing. All she is mafkeres atzma mivateles data. She removes herself, removes any sense of self, and he does the whole thing. Why would you understand it so fundamentally different? Well, you see that it is fundamentally different. Kiddusha Kesef is not like Kinyan Kesef. It's not that you are buying anything and therefore you need a Das Acheres to be Makne. You are doing a Maisa Kicha, and that Maisa Kicha creates a Chalos. A further Raya. Gemara and Daf Dalet and Beis here in Maseches Kiddushin. Pasuk says V'yatzo Chinam Ein Kasef. So the Gemara darshins, if it only would have said V'yatzo Chinam, I would have thought that it works even if she gives to him. So that's a little bit strange. Imagine going to a store and instead of you giving the storekeeper the money to buy, for some reason I'm in the mood for sushi right now, so let's say sushi, to buy sushi for lunch, the sushi man gives you the money and says, now you're the owner of the sushi. Because of the money that you gave me, I became the owner of the sushi? How does that work? And the Gemara has a drusha to tell me that the woman can't be the one doing the giving. A drasha. You need a drasha to tell me? I mean, that's not the way you buy things. So Rashi explains, what's the Havamina? Rashi writes over there, Kesef Ovid Ishus. What's the Havamina? Because I would have thought that it doesn't matter who's giving who the Kesef. Kesef makes Ishus. Obviously, we don't pasken that way. We don't pasken that the girl can give it to the guy. The Gemara says we have a pasuk that tells us not that way. The guy's got to do the kicha. But what's the havamina? Kesef avid ishus. The havamina is that it's not that you're buying a wife. It's that this act of transferring of a nesina of kesef creates a chalos called ishus. An entirely different concept. This chalos called ishus. You have a very similar thing, and we'll call this a fifth raya. The Gemara, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, it appears in Sukkah as well, the Chavdal Adam Beis. The Gemara says, you know, if Kesef works for Kiddushin and we're Makish Havaya Liyitzia, why don't we say that Kesef works for Gerushin also? Good question, right? We say that all the rules of Gittin have to apply to Kiddushin and Kiddushin to Gittin because we Yatzav Ahaisa, we're Makish Havaya Liyitzia, we have this great Hekish. And that's how we know that if Shtar works for Gittin, then it's got to work also for Kiddushin. Yeah, well, by Kiddushin it says in the Torah Kesef works. So shouldn't it teach that Kesef works for Gittin also? Very good question the Gemara has. The Gemara discusses Bia can't be, that Bia would work for, because it's a Maisa of Kurva, so how could you be Merachik with a Maisa of Kurva? But Kesef, let Kesef work. Formal act of Kesef. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't, because it says Sanegor Yasa Kategor. I think we discussed this last year, the Sugivin Kategor Nasa Sanegor. That which creates marriage can't create divorce. The same thing can't do both. These are opposite roles. Gemara says, Shtar does both. No, Mili Dahai Shtar L'chud, Mili Dahai Shtar L'chud. The words in a Shtar of a Get and the words in a Shtar of Kiddushin are very different from each other. The two Shtars aren't the same at all. So it doesn't really, it's not really the same thing doing both. But by Kiddushin, it's the same thing doing both. Now, if that's the whole discussion, and by the way, the Gemara over there says that it's not all because of Ein Kategor Nasa Negor. There's another opinion according to Rabba. It's a Gezeiros HaKasuv that you can't be Megarish B'Kesef. Sefer Korso Ve'in Davar Acher Korso. You can only be Koreis with Sefer, with Ksav. So without that Gezeiros HaKasuv, what would the Havamina have been? The Kesef works for Gerushin. Who gives who the get? Husband gives the wife the get. So what's the Havamina? Who would give who the Kesef? A husband would give the wife the Kesef, right? And that would affect Gerushin. She's acquiring herself back. How can I give her kesef? And she's the same situation. You go into the store to buy sushi, and the sushi man gives you a dollar and says, now you're the owner of the sushi. What? It doesn't work that way. I'm supposed to give you the dollar. But again, this havamina, lulei the gzeres hakasef, and we not have the gzeres hakasef, this havamina, that you can have kesef for gerushin, points to the same yisod. That we're not talking about an kinyan in the conventional sense. Kinyan ishus is different than regular kinyan. Many other rayas as well. We'll just mention one more. And that is, the Magen Mishnah understands in the Shittas HaRambam that by Kiddushin, you could give Kiddushin even to a Chatzar She'enah Mishtameres. Meaning, when you're paying some for an item with Kesef, you got to put the Kesef into a Chatzar Mishtameres, into a protected place. I can't put the money down. Oh, I owe you money? I put it down right in the middle of the street, in the middle of Times Square, and run away. I put it down. No, it needs to be a Chatzar Mishtameres. It needs to be a protected place. But for Kesef, Kiddushin doesn't need to be a Chatzar Mishtameres. Perhaps Shitas HaRambam. Why? Again, it doesn't have to follow the laws of Kinyan Kesef. So what's the yisod of all of this? That a Kinyan of an Isha is different than all other Kinyanim. Not only in the way that it's done, but in the totsa'a of the Kinyan. As Rav Asher Weiss puts it, lo rak ba'ofanei ha-kinyan v'gidro, elo b'kol totsa'as ha-kinyan umahuso. The very nature and result of this kinyan is entirely different. Shu'a bailus de'ein lebal be'ishto geder bailus klal. De'ein lo begufa zuchus. Husband does not own his wife. He has no bailus whatsoever over his wife. What does he have? He has shutfus in a marriage. He has a wife. But he doesn't have bailus over her. He's married to her. And she is an Eshes Ish. And therefore, because she's an Eshes Ish, no one else can be Mekadesh her. Because of this Kinyan Ishus, this status of Kinyan Ishus. And maybe that's what the Yerushalmi meant all along. What was that line in the Yerushalmi that we said to begin with? That the Yerushalmi says that you might think you need Kesef Shtar and Bia, or two of them, or more than one of them. No, any one of them is good enough. What's the Havamina? That you would need Kesef and Bia, or Shtar and Bia by Kiddushin? Because I would think by Kiddushin you need a Kinyan Mamon like Kesef or Shtar, which are Kinyani Mamon, plus a Kinyan Bia for the Ishus. Just like by an Eved, where there's a Kinyan Mamon and a Kinyan Isser, I might have thought by an Isha there's also a Kinyan Mamon and a Kinyan Isser. And therefore you need two forms of Kinyan to make it work. Either Mamon or Shtar for the Kinyan Mamon, and Bia for the Kinyan Isser. Kamash Malon, our Mishnah is telling us there is no Kinyan Mamon whatsoever by an Isha. All three of these Kinyanim are a way of affecting a Kinyan Isser, not a Kinyan Mamon at all. Okay, that's the last thing we're going to do on Kinyan of Ishus, for now at least. We'll probably move on to Chalip, and another very interesting sugya that will come up at the beginning of Kiddushin.